Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest at NeoCon 2012 in Chicago is Terry Maurer with Tandis. He's Vice President and Chief Creative Officer. Terry, how you doing?
Fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm well. Good to be with you. You know, you've got another space down here, once again, that's very interesting to walk into. You're on the third floor. You've won a Best of NeoCon Gold in the Broadloom category for a product called Needle Touch. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Well, thanks. It's an interesting product. It's a product that utilizes, I'm sure you know, we have manufacturing facilities in Nova Scotia. And if you look at our timeline, we show is through acquisition of the old Crosley mill, the fact that Crosley was a leader in bringing woven technology, the woven craft, to North America in the 1800s. I think it's 1803. And with that, there was a lot of auxiliary equipment in the mill that was used to supply yarn and ready yarn for those looms. We've taken some of that old equipment called Sack Lowell twisters, and we're using those twisters to create a three-ply bundle that resembles needle pointing or hand crocheting. And we're combining that with a tightly twisted yarn of very high luster and creating a cut and uncut surface texture that is all loop, but visually and aesthetically gives you that cut and uncut look, but the performance of a loop. So I think the judges really, really like this idea that from any visual viewing point, you don't lose the cut pile. It's very vivid from any angle. And the fact that you get the beauty of a cut pile or a cut and uncut, but the performance of loop.
And actually, it's several different styles in the collection, right?
Yes, there's four patterns. It's interesting, too, that we took this nostalgic crochet technique and applied it to some very modern patterns. There's a pattern called Breakout that is very techy. Everyone seems to love that pattern. That's the most well-received pattern. Again, Breakout. And then three other patterns, Data Stream, Meta, and Recode. And they're all modern geometrics. But with that, again, that techie theme, if you will, or techie look.
One of the things that's neat about Tandis is, as you mentioned earlier, I mean, this is a Broadloom Award, but, you know, you have so many mediums to work with because you have Hybrid Resilient, your Power Bond product, you have Modular, you have Broadloom, and also Woven, right?
That's correct. It's a fun company to work for. Lots of challenges. We have to design to all of those what we call product platforms. And it was really interesting this year, very gratifying that for the first time, we were hearing customers coming in and asking to see our Hybrid Resilient. So we've really worked very hard over the past 6 or 7 years to bring the Hybrid Resilient medium to the forefront of designers and architects. And they're really recognizing it as a new design medium.
Yeah, actually, last year we talked about your Ciro design medium in that category. So you won with Broadloom here at NeoCon. Just recently, though, I think Antron gave you a gold award for a modular product called Urban Nature. Talk a little bit about that, if you will.
Thanks. Yes, it's a collection that we finished the early part of this year. Now encompasses five different styles. And using, again, our Ciro design technology, where we're creating these large, uninterrupted, full repeat across the width of this sheet, or hybrid sheet flooring, to create this uninterrupted flow, this very soothing, non-repetitive motif or designs that is really in keeping with what designers and architects need to be thinking about in terms of the open floor plane. So not jarring in terms of repetitiveness and not fatiguing, but very soothing patterns. So it completes this collection. Again, it's celebrating the wonders of nature. We've added, again, another collection this year around natural formations. And this will probably be the end of it. We'll have 8 to 10 products in our product line as a whole, and both Hybrid Resilient and Modular, that again are nature themed or nature based. Stay tuned next year. We're really going to focus on our Hybrid Resilient, and you'll see some very, very interesting designs that will be designed and colored and patterned for the sheet resilient medium only.
All right, we're talking to you right now. You sound just a little bit hoarse. We're in the second day of the show. I know you. When I come in the space, you're running around, you're visiting with customers, you're visiting with designers. How does this NeoCon compare to previous NeoCons, you think?
Well, last year we were busy, Kemp, and this year it seems to be even busier. We were packed yesterday. Thanks again. It doesn't sound like me because I'm really losing my voice. We're not even halfway through the second day. But lots of folks here. It was really noisy, so it was hard to sort of talk over a lot of that background noise. But I feel like it's been a very good show so far. I think the attendance is up. I'm looking forward to the next 4 or 5 or 6 years ahead. I think this industry is, again, on the commercial side. I will say the commercial side, but I'm thankful that that's where Tandis is poised and focused. But I see a nice run ahead, and I hope I'm correct. I'm an optimist, but I see it. And we feel it. I think we feel it this year.
I share your sentiment. I think that we will start to see a little bit of a ramp up. As we're seeing a little bit of ramp up now, but I think it'll start to accelerate in the next couple of years, and that'll be fun for all of us. So, again, we've been talking with Terry Maurer down in Tandis in the third floor at NeoCon 2012. He's VP and Chief Creative Officer, and you've been listening to Kemphar and Floridelli.net.